The Oracle, is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
It is another beautiful Thursday morning, and we thank God for the gift of life and strength to carry on. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. On today's program, we are going to be talking with Tharmint. But before we go into that, let's quickly take a little market recap for yesterday. The equities market extended negative stance, declining marginally by 0.02% at the close of trade yesterday. The Aussie index lost about 4,550 points to close lower at 29,458 points, away from the previous close of 29,462 points on Tuesday. Market capitalization was capped at 15.173 trillion naira against the previous close of 15.176 trillion naira, thereby shedding 3 billion at the close of trade. Similarly, market read close negative with 15 advances and 17 decliners. However, except for the NSE Consumer Goods Index, which closed negative by 0.22%, other sectorial indices closed positive across sectors, led by NSE Insurance Index, which grew by 0.86%, while NSE ASM closed flat. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 315 million units, up by 15.70% against a previous close of 272 million units. The value of traded stocks declined by 1.97%, closing at 3.6 billion naira against a previous close of 3.7 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 4,392, down by 11.18% against the previous close of 4,945 deals on Tuesday. Law Union and Rocks PLC again led the percentage gainers list for the third time in a row, gaining maximum 10% to close at 66 kobo, away from the previous close of 60 kobo it closed on Tuesday. Aiko Insurance, Honeywell Flour Mill, and Curtis PLC, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 8.64%, 8.33%, and 5.15% respectively. Julius Berger topped the percentage price decliners list, shedding 6.76% of its share price to close at 20 naira below its previous close of 21 naira 45 kobo. Nascon, Cotville, and Transcop, among other price decliners, also shed 4.46%, 4.17%, and 3.74% respectively. That's how much we can take on the market recap this morning. In just a few minutes, I intend to address active workers, and in particular, those that seemingly have genuine reasons as to why they are not doing much in retirement planning. It is true that we live in a country where planning is difficult, but truth is also that it is in such an environment that planning becomes extremely important as much as compulsory. Let me touch on facts that must be on your agenda as priority if you must survive in a country like Nigeria. Firstly, do not take early planning for granted. In Nigeria, it is true that our governments could be said not to be living to a certain expected level of responsibility. But the principal reason why we do not get retirement rights is a fact that most of us do take planning for granted. And I can tell that the reason for this differ from one individual to another. While yours might be procrastination by thinking that you still do have lots of years to plan, thus deferring the planning, it could just be mere indiscipline on money matters for another. Many Nigerians like to spend money as it comes, not minding the fact that money has wings. Money can fly and only would stay with only those who know and understand its management. And I can tell, in Nigeria we do waste money even in the midst of scarcity. Can you please sit down one day and calculate how much you spend from that inadequate resources or what you call meager salary on telephone calls? Can you sum the cost of all the telephones you currently use and see how much you have invested on that project alone? What about your wardrobe? You might just be surprised that you have a two-story building as clothing items right in there, particularly if you are a woman. A comedian jokingly said the other day that there are women whose cost of hairdo alone is enough to buy 2 plots of land. Think about all this when you complain that things are difficult, thereby making retirement impossible. Christmas celebration has just ended with all the funfair and spending. Have you taken the time to calculate the entire amounts that often go with such celebration in your household? Who says that festivity must of necessity be an elaborate celebration? Must you save from January to December of a year just to blow everything off within just 2 weeks in the village at Christmas? Must you even travel to the village at all for Christmas? Can't you make your trips home sometimes middle of the year as a policy so as to spend less? All these monies so spent on this and many more that you know yourself is a way of taking retirement for granted. Meanwhile, taking retirement for granted simply means pushing it far below in life's scale of preference. Let's face the reality. Those who are not planning for their future aren't even those who could be said to be unemployed, but workers at different levels of the ladder. Will you be surprised if I tell you that our bankers are the least prepared for life after work? Take these statistics and you will marvel at the number of bankers that are indebted to their banks. Painfully, there's so much borrowed funds are devoted to the accumulation of dresses, shoes and other items that will soon fade, go out of vogue and become unusable. That is why one of the major businesses that thrives in the new Nigeria is traveling to Dubai or Turkey. It could also be to UK or US to get ladies' wares, and in some cases, wares for the men's folk. At that, all you need do is target different offices and you are bound to make huge gains so long as you have enough capital to enable you to sell on credit. Retirement will be difficult if you misplace your priority by spending your on-hand income on frivolities. Secondly, we'll be talking about not despising financial literacy. Simple financial literacy might be the undoing of many, and I can tell you that financial literacy doesn't connote not being able to read or understand financial writings, but seeing the need or having the urge to act proportionately. And I give you an example here. A professor in one of the Nigerian institutions of higher learning, after a session at an investment seminar, walked up to the facilitator, and the first statement he made was that he regretted not to have met with the instructor 15 years before then, as it was just for the first time in his life sitting to learn and understand what the stock market and the essence of planning was. He had always read financial pages in newspapers, but knew not much about the years. He had always thought that his pension could take him all through life after retirement, for which reason he had always turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to issues pertaining to planning, and so he never knew about anything called investment. Please read up, keep learning, keep listening, attend the empowerment programs in the church, get connected to websites on empowerment. What you will gain in all of this is a renewed mindset, empowered being, and strategy to achieving your retirement goals. Thirdly, I would tell you never to depend on the efforts of another. Be independent. Numerous Nigerian workers are falling by the wayside in retirement planning owing to the wrong mindsets of building a dependence tendency of my father, mother, husband, or children will do it for me syndrome. Your parents, husband, and wife might be rich. Look away from such and make your independent plans. Fourthly, I will be telling you that excess pleasure is pressure on finances. Moving around Lagos at weekends will tell you that one profitable venture when one can quickly recoup your investment is the establishment of relaxation centers or a club. So the question is, where do the funds for this relaxation come from? I strongly believe that we are all designers and the shape of your life is essentially a product of how you design it. If government irresponsibility would not stop you from being promiscuous, if that will not stop your drinking habit, then government's irresponsibility and harsh economic climate shouldn't stop you from planning for your retirement. If you stop wastages, you will have enough for savings and investments. If you cultivate a bad habit, then don't blame anyone when the reality is done on you. This is how much you can take on the program this morning. Thank you for staying tuned. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can also log on to our website www.stocksng.com. In case you would like to listen again, you would also find many other resourceful write-ups on the website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the following numbers: 0803-2244723, 0803-2244723, and 0816131-8569, 0816131-8569. They will guide you appropriately on how to join. Until tomorrow, when I will surely come your way again, my name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.